Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm ovulating. Give me what I want.
The Wake Up Call.
Kevin, Katie, and Rain on 106.5 The End.
So we announced a few weeks ago that producer Gabe is leaving The Wake Up Call.
Indeed. Although we're very happy for you. It's an incredible opportunity.
Very happy for you. You're going to New York City. Now, I mean, that's a big leap to go from Sacramento to New York City. It's you know, the biggest city in the country, one of the biggest in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be a change, but I think I'm going to do okay. I think I'm ready.
Why do you think that?
I went there for a couple days. I saw it. And I was fine.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I lived there for 3 years, over 3 years.
How was that?
Not good.
Oh, no. It's not good to hear.
I like New York City.
It's a great place to visit.
I mean, I've been, I don't know, 4 or 5 times or something. You know, it's always usually Manhattan, right? Where, you know, it's all hustle and bustle and you can see all the cool landmarks and everything. I don't know if I could live there. That feels tough.
I mean, I will say, Gabe, I would not describe you as a hustler bustler.
I'm a metropolitan boy. I think, I don't know why everybody seems so worried for me. I feel like it's going to be fine. Even Kevin's been going on and on about how he doesn't think I'm fit to be living there.
I mean, Kevin doesn't feel like you're fit to work here either.
That's probably true.
I mean, I wouldn't take... Have you been giving him advice, Kevin?
Yes, I have. Several advice. I've been watching a lot of New Yorker shows.
Oh,
like, which ones?
Like shows that take place in New York.
Which ones?
Friends.
Okay. Wow.
That one movie where the guy's like, I'm walking here.
Okay. That's literally the only advice he's given me.
That's
which,
it?
Which one?
To say, I'm walking here.
Well, yeah. If someone cuts him off or a cab tries to hit him, you have to be a New Yorker and say, I'm walking here. Really loud and grunty and aggressive.
And you think that is all it will take?
Yeah. If someone cuts you off in New York, you better say that or you won't live.
What?
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Well, he wasn't cut off. That's a line from a movie called Midnight Cowboy.
I haven't seen it.
He wasn't cut off. Off, he was almost hit by a car, and that was real. Wow. That wasn't scripted.
Well, if you ever get hit by a car,
you'll know
say
what
that.
To say.
I also have some other things if you want some advice on.
I can't wait to hear this with all your New York experience.
You have to be friends with the hot dog guy. There's one at every corner. They are a very good source of information and connects. I think it's like a secret hot dog society where they're internetworking and they know each hot dog corner. So if you know that there's an accident on the other corner, the hot dog will let you know.
I don't even eat hot dogs.
You're gonna have to learn to eat hot dogs.
Wait a minute. I mean, can you go talk to the hot dog guys without having to buy a hot dog?
No, it's my inn.
They're not gonna talk to you if you don't buy a hot dog.
You can buy a bottle of water, I'm sure.
I mean, in a world of Twitter, do we really have to rely
on... This is New York, Katie.
Yes. Okay, so besides talk to the secret hot dog syndicate of New York, what else?
I'm glad you asked. I heard Good Morning America is in New York City. The goal you should have is to be front row every time when they first start in the morning to be on the show so you're better known as a New Yorker.
Okay, I'll be at work. So.
Yeah, so do touristy things is what you're saying.
No, that's your in to New York City. And then
it's not your in to anything.
How is that getting him in?
New Yorkers love Good Morning America.
Okay.
So... What?
They don't.
That's not what the shows I've seen say.
Like Friends?
And some other ones.
Okay.
Do you have anything else besides go to Good Morning America and talk to hot dog people?
Don't be so nice.
Oh, okay, that's true.
That actually...
You have to be more.
Why is that true?
Because
I can be nice.
People in New York don't have time for nice and pleasantries. They are very matter-of-factly and... It's very.
You can be matter of fact and nice.
I feel
like I'm matter of fact and nice.
Actually, you are. are. I would say that. I definitely would say that.
Thank you.
I don't even know that it's that New Yorkers don't have the time. I think it's that they don't have the interest in chitty-chatting it up like we do here in California. Like, oh, how's your day going? Oh, let me get that door for you.
I did kind of notice that when I was there. But I think, you know, I could change
that.
I can change that.
Them, Gabe.
You're going to change New York City.
I think so. If I show them what it's like being from the West Coast where we're warm and nice and caring,
right.
It'll rub off on people, right?
Because you're the first nice West Coaster to move to New York City.
I'm the first one that can make it.
Are you worried that New York City is going to chew you up and spit you out?
Not at all.
Okay. I mean, an attitude like that is not very New York.
Really?
No.
What would the appropriate response be?
I mean, I am worried and nervous all the time about everything.
Gabe, don't turn that into that.
I won't.
Please.
I won't let Gavin's just trying to make me stay. He's trying to make me afraid.
If we made you afraid, would you stay? Because in that case, you're going to get murdered.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.